Senate Bill 219 permit municipalities to issue a temporary on-sale license during certain large events. Good morning, Senator Cleven.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
And good morning, committee members. I'm Marguerite Cleven, Senator from District 29. The piece of legislation that you have before you this morning has to do with temporary on-sale liquor license during certain large events. It deals with Chapter 34.4.14.2, and we would like to have it amended as follows. The bill reads, and you have it before you, I'll be brief. Any municipality may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a convention hall established pursuant to Chapter 952 or 953. Such license shall be issued without regard to the population limitations established pursuant to 35411. In addition, any municipality with a population exceeding 100,000 or any municipality hosting an annual event attended by 100,000 or more persons, which is the material that we have amended onto this piece of legislation, may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a sporting event held at a publicly owned sports arena or facility that seats a minimum of 1,000 persons. Before a license may be issued in a municipality hosting an annual event, the municipal finance officer shall estimate the previous year's attendance at the event and provide the estimate to the governing body of the municipality. There's nothing else that has been changed in this piece of legislation, and I won't go through it unless you would like to go further into this. The reason for this, and this is a piece of legislation that was drafted and put forth, I think, about 1 or 2 years ago, and it addressed a situation in Sioux Falls where they do have a 100,000 population. And I guess our premise is that what's good for that situation could also be good for an event that would host 100,000 people. And of course, an event that you are all familiar with, and I guess that inspired this bit of inspiration for this legislation, hosts well over that, up to 600,000. And the reason we set the limit at 100,000 as they had previously, we felt that that would not then endanger or harm existing businesses who also are in this type of facilities. It would be at a publicly held facility, and it has to have 1,000 seating. Can I answer any questions? I hope I had.
I think we'll take the proponent, all the proponents.
Very good.
Before we open it up for questions and opponents as well.
Thank you. My mayor and city attorney were planning to be here, and they are not here yet. I hope that nothing happened to them en route. But
me too.
If they get here, I hope you will also hear their testimony.
Be glad to.
Thank you.
Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 219?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Willard Pullen, representative from District 29. And I'm here in support of this, and Senator Cleven explained this very well. The gathering that we're concerned about and that you're familiar with does draw a great many people. And as she mentioned, this is keyed off of the legislation that permitted Sioux Falls to have another liquor license for occasions down there, and I don't think I can add a lot to it from what she said. I think you're all familiar with the motorcycle rally, which is almost doubles the population of the state of South Dakota when that is on, and it seems that it would be appropriate to have this authority to issue one more liquor license for that gathering of people. So if there's nothing else, that concludes my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Representative. Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 219?
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Beek with the South Dakota Municipal League. And I guess I would only add that if there was ever a reason for a special exception, it is for a town that goes from 5,000 to 500,000 for 2 weeks of the year. And I certainly think they fit the criteria for a town that needs a special exception.
Thank you. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 219? Good morning, Mr. Valentine.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. My name is George Valentine. I represent the South Dakota Innkeepers Association. Statewide, we have 52 full-service properties with convention center licenses. We've reviewed the bill, and we don't have any problem with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 219? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents? Opponents to Senate Bill 219. Well, Senator Cleven, I think we're on a roll, so I think I will close the testimony and have questions. Anyone have Senator Olson?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senator Cleven, how long does the Sturgis rally go? It's longer than 5 days, isn't it?
It goes for, well, actually, the rally itself is probably 5 to 7 days, but there are people there up to 14 to 21 days. They have vendor licenses that are renewed. This 5 days, of course, is what we are asking for, and that would take care of the bulk of the activities.
Okay, but you could renew it, I guess, is my point.
I understand that Sioux Falls does, and I presume that could happen.
Thank you.
Are there other questions? Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Cleveland, as I read the line further, it says an on-sale license. Now, we're talking about one only, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that's, we put that language in so that you wouldn't think we're going to try to do, you know, numerous issues.
Are there further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
I will close testimony.
Sorry, my guests didn't get here, but they could have done much better, I'm sure, in some of your technical questions.
Thank well, you. If they show up, we'll have them wave so they don't feel like it was a wasted trip. I would entertain a motion on Senate Bill 219.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Vitter.
I would move to pass on Senate Bill 219.
Moved by Senator Vitter, seconded by Senator Reedy. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is do pass on Senate Bill 219. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Senator Dietrich.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Reedy.
Aye.
Senator Vitter.
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye. Motion carried. I think I could entertain a motion to put
I'll
on
consent.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Senate Bill 219 will go on the Senate on the consent calendar.